5:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday. We got a lot of great stuff that we have been dealing with. If you missed anything, just go to newsradiowrva.com, newsradiowrva.com. You can listen to any portion of the program you did not have a chance to listen to. And you can listen again to everything you did. And perhaps even more importantly, you can share it with everybody. Again, newsradiowrva.com. Download your Jeff Katz programs over there. Don't you think it's rich that dear Abby Spamberger wants to talk about wasting money? Dear Abby is the one who said, let us carve up Virginia's congressional district so that Democrats can steal all of them. How many millions of dollars were squandered on that garbage, trying to steal congressional seats? Now, of course, it wasn't just Dear Abby who was responsible for that. Our attorney general, Jay Jones, Mr. Two Bullets. He, of course, doubled down on that, and because he is apparently the dumbest guy to ever have passed the bar exam, he had to call in legal experts from California to argue his case. They lost as well, thank God, but this is what happens when the JV team is in charge. It's rather disturbing, but it is absolutely hysterical on some levels, to listen to Dear Abby Spamberger talking about how there might have been money that wasn't spent well during the 4 years that Governor Youngkin was in office. And for the record, I don't accept her assertions. When you have someone who is a proven liar, why would you believe them when they say something? I'm not telling you it's not true. I'm telling you that I don't believe her because I've seen her lie far too many times over the years. Right? I'm not new to the Dear Abby experience, okay? I've been here a long time, and I've watched Dear Abby lie to the people in the 7th District, pretend to be this, that, or the other, not actually do any of the things she said she was going to do. But with all of that being said, if there were things that didn't go right during the time that Glenn Youngkin was in office, do you know who would be the first to say, geez, we should do something about that? It would be Glenn Youngkin. It's part of the reason that I just continue to this day to have tremendous admiration, tremendous appreciation for Governor Youngkin. I'd love to see him back into some sort of public role again. And I don't know what it is. I kind of assume that he's running for president. That may or may not be true. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I'd like to think it's true because I think he'd do a hell of a job. Could he be the guy to do it? I don't know. If you were to ask me today, who would you stand with running for president? I would be with Marco Rubio. But I don't know that I have completely and totally picked a team. I don't know. All right, let me take a look at a couple of things coming on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 1140. 804 says, Jeff, will Todd Starnes be signing books here in Richmond? You know, at this moment, I don't believe he has anything scheduled, but we should absolutely put something together to make sure that Todd comes to town to do that. And I know Todd is interested in coming to Central Virginia. He's got a huge base here in Central Virginia. So hopefully we'll be able to do that. But as of today, the answer would be no. 804, Jeff, that sports and tourism complex for Colonial Heights is a terrible idea. That's what 804 says. I love Colonial Heights like you love Hanover County. City Council sold us out literally for a buck a parcel. Wow. Well, okay. I don't know. I saw the brief report on CBS 6. We've got Wayne Coville locked in for next week. The only Tri-Cities reporter anywhere in Central Virginia. Nobody else has one. Not the other two TV stations, not the the newspaper, nobody else. Not the magazine, right? There's still a Virginia, not a Richmond magazine. I think there is. 804, Jeff, Governor Spamberger has got no business talking about money being wasted on an IT system for Social Security, as much fraud as they have let happen. I agree with you. And it's not just fraud, it's dangerous people who are just leaving, absconding, fleeing the jurisdiction. You mean to tell me that there was nobody within the entire Commonwealth of Virginia that looked at a guy who, if memory serves, murdered his landlord, but was found to be crazy. He was legally insane, right? But he murdered his landlord. And so he was confined in a mental institution for murdering his landlord. And then dear Abby Spamberger and her team, along with Steve Descano and the collection of criminal coddling, cop-hating leftists that infest the Fairfax County Commonwealth's Attorney's Office, a little bit like Shannon Taylor and the Henrico CA, but I digress. You mean to tell me there was nobody in this entire operation, nobody in this entire operation that said, huh, he's asking for a passport? Nobody. Nobody looked at this and said, wait a minute. So he killed his landlord. Yep. He's confined because he's, you know, he's crazy. Yeah. And we're giving him a 48-hour pass. Yep. And he says he needs a passport. Yep. Nobody said, I don't think he needs a passport to go to the Walmart here in Fairfax County. Do they have a Walmart in Fairfax? They probably do. It's probably, you know, a very nice Walmart, but I'm sure they have one. That's what you're telling me, right? Just so we're all very, 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 very clear. Nobody threw the flag on a passport. Now, I have to tell you something. I don't run an institution that's responsible for confining people who have committed crimes but have also been determined to be legally insane. I don't do that. But I got to tell you something. If I did, and that person, that patient, that inmate, that fine, upstanding citizen said, I want the 48-hour pass, and I'm going to need a passport, I would actually explain to him that if you were traveling from Fairfax to Loudoun, you do not need a passport, even though it seems like that. You know, it's not like going all the way from Hanover to Chesterfield where you do need a passport, but no. Crazy. Do me a favor, Germ, can you get cut number one ready here? Scott Jennings, who is the only reason that anybody should endorse CNN, absolutely blows it out of the water when he's talking about this goofball senator from Georgia, this John Ossoff. Cut number one, please.
People are looking at, in many times, the critiques and criticism of Ossoff, and they're directly pointing to what they see as hypocritical thread to what the president does oftentimes. Do you see a distinction?
Well, I don't know how to answer that. Because Ossoff, I agree with Mark, was giving what we just played there, standard liberal talking points against Trump. You're going to hear that from every candidate for president. What he did with Natalie Harp, though, was something different. He didn't attack the president. He took an unknown presidential aide. She's not elected anything. She's not a household name. She's not a public figure. And he basically communicated that the only reason she has her job in the White House is because, hey, that's what Republican women are good for, right? Wink, wink, that's how they get their jobs in politics. I think he's a disgusting coward.
He didn't say that specifically, clear, but your intimation is what you think happened. Go ahead.
Well, if you're arguing that he could have had any other possible meaning, I don't know how you would conclude anything other. You heard the crowd. They were in there clapping like seals. Now, the party of women likes to tell us that, you know, we're here for women's rights and we're going to promote women. And then you've got one of their leading candidates for president out dragging an unknown woman who's gone off to serve her government through the mud, insinuating that the only possible reason she could have a job in politics is because she's a concubine for a politician. It's disgusting. He went on MS Now and got asked about it, and he wouldn't defend it.
Get out of here.
He wouldn't defend it. He was a coward for not defending it. He's willing to do it in a scripted rally, but he's not willing to defend it after the fact. It's despicable.
It is absolutely despicable. And again, the only reason anybody should even imagine that CNN is worth enduring is because of Scott Jennings. It is, it's 1716 is what it is. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 522, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Did you know that we spend the least amount of money of just about anybody on hair maintenance in Virginia, Central Virginia in particular? And even with that, it's far more than I spend. We'll talk about it a little bit tomorrow, you know, because I think it's fascinating how much people are spending on their hair stuff. I think it's crazy. And given that some folks, like Todd Starnes, have said it's the duty of talk radio to actually do something. I mean, other than just talk. We may talk tomorrow just a little bit about some of your favorites in this talk radio arena. We are trying to figure out what the W in WNBA stands for. Is it women? Is it woman? Is it women's? Is it wacky, wacko, wackadoodle? Is it what the hell were you thinking? I don't know. I don't know. I do know this. I do know that there are retired NBA players who have said they're entering the WNBA draft. Enes Kanter is one of them. Cut number 7, please.
Now listen to me very carefully. So far, I have spoken with 2 former NBA players, 3 G League players, and 3 European players. They have all said that if the WNBA won't change the rules, we are ready to join the movement and we are considering coming out as women and putting our names in the 2027 WNBA draft. Hear me out. The NBA G League pays players $45,000 a year, while the WNBA top players earn $1.4 million. Those men could earn an extra $1,355,000 a year by just identifying as women. Rules are rules.
Yeah, even if they involve numbers, the rules are rules. Just don't wear a T-shirt that the WNBA finds objectionable. You know, something that basically says girls are girls and boys are boys. Cut number 2.
Common sense, people are asking for.
That's insane. Annie, the WNBA told us that they're aware of the interactions at last night's game in Atlanta, which fans were asked to cover up. That's you guys. Cover up the shirts. This should not have happened, they said. Does that make you feel better about this? Presumably, Annie, it won't happen again?
It's 100% going to happen again until people actually do something.
Yeah, she's right. It's 100% going to happen again until people say, you know what, XX doesn't equal XY and XY doesn't equal XX, and it never will. It doesn't mean anybody hates you. It doesn't mean anybody wants you to be miserable. It doesn't mean anything other than XX does not equal XY and XY does not equal XX. With that being said, I wish you a long, happy, healthy life. I really honestly do. I want you to be as happy as you possibly can. But please don't ask me to engage in your delusion, because that will not happen. Mike Dickinson, our citizen reporter, citizen journalist, and WWE expert analyst, is going to be with us at 5:35. It is 5:26. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.
A penis. Girls have a vagina.